I love the Global Cannabis March because it's my activism, or my cannabis activism anniversary. The first Global Cannabis March I came to was in 2001. I came as a volunteer for what was PDX Normal at that time. And I registered voters and I created a mailing list of people who were interested in getting information about cannabis legalization. Little did I know that by suggesting that maybe we send these people a letter, I would become the secretary of what was Oregon Normal and a founder of Oregon Normal and be here 14 years later, still working for cannabis freedom. I am honored to be here, and I think that one of the things that it's really important that we talk about today is to remember to be grateful for those who have come before us and to remember that gratitude is the attitude to have moving forward. There are a lot of things not to like about what the government is trying to do around implementing Measure 91. And I echo Madeline's sentiments that we need to press our legislature hard this year to implement Measure 91 as it was written. That means they leave the medical marijuana program alone. But here's the thing. A lot of people are getting really mad about that and they're all up in arms. And I would say to you this. Measure 91, they say, doesn't go far enough. It's like, how many plants can you legally have now, any of you, that aren't patients? None. So four looks pretty good to me, right? I mean, I think I could probably grow four decent plants and they would turn out. I mean, I don't know, I'm not that good at it, but I can grow some weed too. So if everybody can grow just a little, then isn't that a good thing? Instead of going to jail, instead of losing your family, instead of losing your job? I would say yes. So, how did that come about? Well, it came about from years and years of people advocating for cannabis freedom before many of you ever even knew it was happening. And I would say, we need to thank those people. We need to thank those organizations that stepped up first, that came out first, and showed us the way, and led the way to where we're at now, which is inches from legalization. We're 2 months away from being able to just smoke a joint at home without having to worry about getting busted. How cool is that? It's the coolest. So, remember to have gratitude for organizations like Normal, like Students for Sensible Drug Policy, like CRRH, the THCF Clinic, and people like Madeline Martinez, Paul Stanford, Scott Gordon, Ico, and all of those who have come before us who made it possible for us to be where we are. I think that if we remember our history moving forward, we can move forward more quickly because we can learn from the mistakes that were made in the past. My name is Anna Diaz, and I am proud to be a stoner. Join me and let's end cannabis prohibition once and for all. Thank you.